I really like in my job is the international side of it. I mean, we basically work on different countries. I mean, in one single day, I can be working in different projects, one in Tunisia, one in Egypt, and one in Turkey. It's a mix of technical job and as well as networking and communication with partners when we have some, with the subsidiaries and the headquarter, and also people from each government of the country I'm working for. Today we have a driver waiting for us outside. We're going to start in a meeting with one of our joint venture company in Cairo. It's about half an hour driving from here, depending on traffic. Traffic can be pretty bad here in Cairo, so it can easily be a lot longer. Then we will have lunch and then go to a different meeting afterwards. Then we have another meeting at 3 o'clock, and hopefully we'll finish the day about 6, I hope. It would be a good meeting, and we're flying tomorrow. One of the skills you need to have to do this job, I think, in the best way you can, is to have interpersonal skill. You need to be able to listen to people a lot, be available and understand what are the needs of the people you are working with. You need to be very relaxed, very open-minded, and in this environment, I don't think being a woman is very different than being a man, really. I think the qualities are just the same for everybody. Be good at communicating and listening to people. Frank offices are in the heart of Chelsea, which is for me one of the best areas of London. It's very lively, it's full of shopping for lunchtime, it's full of pubs, nice restaurants, it's definitely one of the best locations for me.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah.
Have you received a lot of help?
One of the projects I'm working on is basically developing offshore North Sinai asset, which is part of the Egypt. So basically it's located about here, it's north of Cairo. On this asset we have three fields here, and we are currently looking at developing Tau as a first field. On this field, there's already two wells which have been drilled a couple of years ago, and we basically took some measurements on this well in order to get some idea of what we can find in the reservoir. So these measurements are what we call logs, and they're here, and they're basically telling us where is the reservoir and if we have any gas in it.
Yeah, because of the fracture, however, we will perforate there because it's fracture-free if we look here, basically. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think that's his plan.
I don't really spend a lot of time offshore at all on a platform or anything like this. My job is really now to coordinate the project. As a reservoir engineer, you would do that, but as a geoscience coordinator, you actually spend more time either in the office running some calculation, doing some simulation, or preparing some presentation that you will have to do to partners or to any company you work with.
If we look on the map,
just between two folds, which could be what's the
but they are here.
Model as a channel, and they want to hit here, but why? How can they tell that it is a better location that you don't have another fault.
So it's up there, and 1 year after or so.
Amazing.
Really amazing. Well, I can check other sites, mm-hmm. but yeah. And that could be fun because.
No.
What kind of
gauges
are proper
shoes?
Yeah, they are in shoe completion.
They're in the
completion. Okay.
So we need to now get that info to become.
Yes.
That would be enough.
So shall we? How do we formulate that need? We see that with Pierre.
I would wait till Pierre comes out.
Okay.
And I would say that you can talk to Alex.
And you could also. So cumulative data.
HF!
Oh, Frank!
How are you doing?
Fantastic. What are you guys working on?
So, gauges.
Oh, but we solved the gauge problem?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We don't want the fishermen to make us do a. Interference testing.
Being here in Cairo, for instance, I think it does help to develop a relationship with your colleagues or your bosses in a way that they wouldn't do if you stay in the office in London. That's mainly due to the fact that because we're all here staying in the same hotel, we usually share a driver, go at the same meetings together, we have business dinner together. So whether you like it or not, you get time to speak together and to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, this is check out for the hotel. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to take the plane to London in an hour or so. Time to go back to the office. This is for you, that's a travel agent. We never get the time to do shopping during the business trip, so that's the last opportunity before taking the flight.
This field will have 4 wells to be drilled in a couple of months now. And once we have drilled this well, I will come here a couple of times to make sure we're happy with what we got out of the well. And then I'll be able to stay in London and receive all the information like the gas rate or the pressure or anything related to the reservoir that I need directly from London via satellite, and I will be able to analyze all the results directly in London. So traveling here will not be as often as it is at the moment. We just landed in London now. We have about 2.5 hours delay. It does happen sometimes. So it's been quite a windy, the storm in London. So not a very fun flight, but it's not boring at least. That's all I can say. It's been a very, very interesting 4 days in Cairo, including the trips. The meeting were very, very successful. We managed to do what we wanted and get the information we needed. We didn't have a lot of time to do anything else than working, but that's basically what happened usually. It's usually quite intense work when I am traveling abroad to maximize the time we spend over there. That's the good thing about my job. I like it. It's never the same. What I would say to people who wonder what to do, I would say the oil industry is a very exciting environment to be in. It's a great business. It's growing, so come around.